back at Sheffield, sort of a couple of long chats with the manager, and I've had much game time the first few games of the season with the new sort of loan window doesn't open until it closes now earlier. So last season I was lucky enough I could go in November, but this season was a difference. So I've managed to get myself here. Like I say, long discussions with the manager saying to play the amount of football I want to play would be best looking elsewhere, and that's what I've done.
But does that help you as a player? I mean, you've been able to sort it out earlier, and it means you now know, at least up until January, I know there's a recall clause, but hopefully it'll be a full season, that you know you've got the next 8 months all sorted.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's good for a player that you don't want to be. I was in the situation last year where it had been months I hadn't really played, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and you were getting a bit annoyed at the lack of chances and whatnot, but it's done pretty much straight away, luckily enough for myself, and I'm just can't wait to get out on that pitch.
And what have you made the first week or so with the club? What have you made of the players already here? We'll start off with that.
Yeah, it's a great group of boys. Great standard, some very good players in the team, and as a whole, the work hard and the manager and the assistant and the other coaches, they're all great. It's a really good feeling around the place, and I'm looking forward to working with them.
Yeah, so you've enjoyed working under Stuart so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the first day I came in, obviously, to meet him, I was very nervous, but he just made you feel so comfortable. He's got a likeable character, and it was easy to settle in.
And I guess also with the start that Bradford City have had, it's been easier to settle in as well.
Yeah, like I say, it's a good vibe around the place. I've obviously started well, and long may that continue, and hopefully I can get on the park to help that along the way.
Will you be available for selection this week, Anna?
Yes, I'm available for selection this week. I've trained full week, so like you say, I'm available for selection.
There's some good competition for places, though, up front, isn't there? I know James is on his way back to full fitness. I was just saying to Harris as well, who's coming at the same time as you, that you know it is going to be a competition for that striking spot.
Yeah, it is. There's a few players that can play, like you say, in the striking spot, but that's what you're after. You look for a bit of competition. It keeps you not just on a game day and training every day. You've got to be on top of your game. You've got to be working hard. And when you get that top, you've got to make it yours.
And Gillingham, this week, what are you expecting from them? Have you spoke about them much yet?
Yeah, well, obviously, we know a lot about them. I think everyone's been around the leagues and they know what you're going to expect going down there. It's going to be a tough game. They're going to make it hard for you. They've started quite well as well. So we're not going down there. I think it's going to be easier. We're just going down there. We're going to work hard and we're going to be positive that we can take something from the game.